This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, September 30th. Well, unfortunately, the Fed threw cold water on the market today by admitting, this is Chairman Powell in front of Congress, he admitted that if inflation doesn't subside next year, he's going to be in a bit of a conundrum and have to make some hard decisions. So before I get to all that, let me just reiterate what's happening. We have China slipping into recession. Today it was announced that their purchasing manager index was declined. What's happening in China, they have their hydroelectric output is dropping. There's a drought over there. They have rolling electric blackouts. They're trying to comply with emissions and everything, but the high price of coal, it makes electricity expensive. And you just can't have rolling electric blackouts and expect your economy to produce a lot. Now, food prices are also rising because of the electricity situation in China. You know, they have a soybean crop, they got to dry out the crops, and the electricity pulsing in and out can mess that up. Then if we go all the way over to Europe, their electricity problems were caused largely by good weather. There was a big high-pressure system that sat over Europe. They had California-like weather. The windmills weren't being very productive, the wind turbines. So everybody's importing natural gas in Europe. In Britain, the natural gas went up sixfold. Britain's got other problems because they don't have enough foreign workers to drive their trucks, to deliver things. So, you know, they have petrol lines in Britain. They have acute shortages of certain things. So Britain could slip into recession. And then, of course, if you go over to continental Europe, well, they don't have the gas in storage for the winter that they normally do because prices have been so high. Now, of course, Germany made the alliance with Russia. They got the big pipeline. But, Russia is going to make a lot of money selling everybody natural gas at inflated prices. So, and now, of course, you got crude oil prices up. So this is very unusual for energy prices to rise in the fall, because normally in the fall, the weather moderates, demand drops, but, you know, the cost of green energy is expensive, and green energy doesn't always work. It's hard to have hydroelectric when you have a drought. Another example is there was a big freeze in Europe last year, and also in Texas, and the wind turbines didn't work well. When you have mild weather, you know, high pressure systems and the windmills don't work well. And there's just a lot of the green energy is very expensive. So these countries are trying to make the transition to be green, and it's hurting their economic growth, and that's making their electricity more expensive. So that's unfortunate. So that's the first problem. The second thing that's going on is that the Fed wants to taper, but, you know, based on the weakness we're seeing now, I'm not sure they should, okay? So they didn't say they're going to start tapering in November or December. They didn't say, okay? But the bottom line is you look around the world, we're the oasis, and our economy's forecast to grow at 3.2%. In the third quarter, that's going to be revised tomorrow by the Atlanta Fed. But from what I can see, we're looking a lot better than everybody else. But when Europe gets up on the wrong side of bed, or Asia gets up on the wrong side of bed, we get up on the wrong side of bed. So we were having a nice quarter-end rally, window dressing rally. NASDAQ and Russell are still pretty resilient right now, and I'm still have a lot of stocks that are up. But I do want you to know that these big macro inflation things are basically rumbling across the globe and starting to hurt some very big economies. And so one reason we think that inflation is going to dissipate, and I said this on Fox Business yesterday, is that you just can't have China go into recession and not have commodity prices ebb. So we do think inflation's transitory. We do think the Fed is right. But again, Chairman Powell admitted that if inflation doesn't subside like he anticipates next year, he's going to have some hard decisions. Now, I also mentioned on Fox business yesterday that the Fed can't raise rates even if they want to because the deficit's so big. You know, the interest on the deficit, which will be over $30 trillion soon, exceeds our Defense Department budget. So they can't raise rates even if they wanted to. It breaks the economy. But we're not the only one. Europe's in that camp. Japan's in that camp. So we're going to have an accommodative Fed. We're going to have inflation. But your oasis is obviously your residential real estate and the stock market. And based on Case Shiller, residential real estate started to peak in 3 of the 20 markets they survey. So it's just slowing down a bit, the appreciation. So anyway, fascinating times we're in, but our stocks should be an oasis. So hang in there, folks. I thought, you know, this was the time to go bargain hunting. I still think it's not bad, but I do think we might have 3 more weeks of bumpiness. And then, of course, the earnings season will kick off. And the last 3 months of the year are seasonally extremely strong. So hang in there. I've been doing podcasts because of these wild gyrations in the market, and I'll keep updating you during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.